GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Would you say, George, last check, Caribou was 8 below 0? Probably dropped a couple more degrees. Aren't you not in Caribou, Maine this morning, Maine Senator Susan Collins?
I'm always glad to be in my hometown, but my mother, a couple of days ago, after they got even more snow, sent me these pictures where she can barely look out her windows because the snow is so high. But hey, it's good snowmobiling.
Yeah, it is up there. We literally have two Maines right now. The northern part's got all the snow, and from Bangor southward, not a lot of snow. But it is cold up there. But maybe it would be a great break from the hot air in Washington.
That's a good way to put it as well. I'll be up there the end of the month, and I have a feeling there'll still be plenty of snow and cold weather.
Probably.
And I'll be up in Caribou. I'll be in Maine later today. But it's always good to get home to the county.
Any semblance of sanity returning to Washington, D.C. post-impeachment hearings and trial?
Well, we actually had a really interesting debate yesterday on the War Powers Act and the constitutional authorities of Congress versus the president to commit our troops into sustained military action. So that at least was something that got us back on track. There's so much work that I'd like to see us turn to, and I hope that we will be doing so. Top on my list is getting our transportation appropriations bill through for this upcoming fiscal year, and also legislation that I've co-authored that would reduce the cost of prescription drugs. And that's a really big issue in our state, where 90% of seniors take at least one prescription drug. So that's something that's long been a top priority of mine.
I hear more about prescription drugs and health care than I hear about anything, as all of the other headlines and all of the talking heads on TV. But when people are speaking to me and Jim and other places, I hear more about health care than anything else.
I totally agree with you. When I go all across Maine, and I was in Lewiston last weekend and talking to a group of workers at a plant there, and that was the number one issue on their mind, was health care, and in particular the high cost of prescription drugs, when I met with them and did a Q&A session with them after the plant tour.
Can you give us an idea on how your measure to reduce prescription drug costs would work?
Yes. First of all, one of the big problems is when a patent expires on a brand name prescription drug, we're finding that some of the big pharmaceutical companies tweak the formula just a little bit in order to file a whole new set of patents that thus prevents a lower cost generic drug from coming to the market. And that's just wrong. That's not what the patent system is intended to protect. We do want to encourage innovation, and that's why if you discover a new drug, you do get a chance to have exclusive rights to it for a period of time. But when that expires, competitors that will drive the cost down should be able to come to the market. There's another bill that I have with Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire that's aimed at the soaring price of insulin. And that insulin has more than doubled in price in the last 10 years makes absolutely no sense, since it's been around for almost 100 years. And while there are different kinds of insulin, fast-acting, slow-acting, insulin's still insulin. And given the high rate of diabetes, this particularly is very difficult for people in our state who are insulin-dependent. Not everybody who has diabetes is, but everybody who has type 1 is insulin-dependent, and some people with type 2 diabetes are insulin-dependent. So we take a look at why the price is so low, And the supply chain is just rife with disincentives that drive up the costs, and our bill would have the effect of substantially reducing the cost of insulin. So those are two. There are a couple other bills that I'm a co-sponsor of, including one that would put a cap on out-of-pocket costs for seniors who are receiving Medicare. And I think that makes a lot of sense as well.
Well, Senator, you're no stranger to having people who are on the fringe do some bad things, send you messages and threats and that type of thing. I thought I'd ask you, with your long experience, have you ever seen anything like what's going on right now? When the chairman of the Conservative Political Action Conference comes out publicly and says that he would fear for Senator Mitt Romney's safety if he even attended the conference, are we on the edge of the abyss here because of our divisions?
I'll tell you, George, I have never seen the level of vitriol and the threats that are affecting so many people in this country. And we've got to get back to the values of civility, collegiality, and compromise in order to get things done. People should not be vilified for taking positions on issues that they feel strongly about. All of us listen to our constituents. I work incredibly hard and have never missed a vote, as you know. I meet with thousands of Mainers every year and cast my votes with integrity. And I just cannot believe what my family, my staff, and I personally have had to go through. And in some cases, it's aided and abetted by some of the, if you forgive me for saying so, but some of the media voices on the far left and the far right. But it's mainly these outside groups. And while Mitt Romney and I, for example, reached different conclusions on impeachment, I respect his decision as he does mine. And We certainly should explain how we reached our conclusions. In my case, I did not think that the House managers met the very high standard in the Constitution of bribery, treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors that is required in order to immediately oust a duly elected president. But on one of the articles, my friend Mitt reached a different conclusion, and I thought those comments were really beyond the pale.
And you still want to go back to Washington and you still want to do this job, even though you're getting calls and your staff has to deal with people calling and threats. But we got from Annie those sound cuts of those voicemail messages left for you. And we censored them and then we played them for listeners. You still want to go back to Washington and do this?
Well, my mother and husband often ask that same question. But, you know, I fear that those of us who work with both sides of the aisle are a diminishing group. And if you don't work with both sides of the aisle, and I'm proud of the fact that year after year I've been named the number one most bipartisan senator, then if all of us who believe in trying to find common ground are give up or are driven out, we're not going to be able to get anything done in this country to benefit our people. And that's what worries me. It's not a lot of fun this last 2 years. But then I look at, for example, the $300 million that I got for Maine Maritime Academy that's going to allow them to purchase a much-needed new training ship for their students so that they can get the number of days at sea that they need to go into the Merchant Marine or the Navy or the Coast Guard. And I look at a 13-year-old girl in Aroostook County who has a very unusual condition that has prevented 17 of her permanent teeth from coming in. And our office was able to get the University of New England's dental school to assist her, because otherwise it would have caused her parents an unaffordable $80,000. And, I look at the new Safe Harbor funding for Lubeck, or the bridges and roads across Maine that I've been able to secure more than half a billion dollars for, $500 million for transportation projects. And if I'm not there to do that and to help homeless vets through another program that's reduced the number of homeless vets by more than 50%, I just worry that who will help our state? And I say that with all due respect to the rest of the delegation. They all work very hard as well. But I'm the one who's on the Appropriations Committee, and that's the most powerful committee in the Senate. And if reelected, I'm in line to become the next chairman of that committee after the term of the current one expires.
Well, before we leave, there's a new headline every day, which, you know, it keeps us in business, right? I mean, it keeps talk radio going every day. Any comment on the Attorney General's comments yesterday to about the president and saying that he couldn't do his job if the president continually tweets about cases?
I agree with the Attorney General, and I do not think that the president should ever get involved in making sentencing recommendations or commenting on pending prosecutions. It's not the right thing to do at all. And I was glad that the Attorney General spoke out in opposition to the president's tweet on the proposed sentencing of Roger Stone, who's been convicted. Ultimately, the sentence length is going to be up to the judge, an independent member of the judiciary, but the president just should not be commenting at all. And Attorney General Barr is right that it makes his job much more difficult, because there are disputes among prosecutors all the time on the length of sentencing. But now this casts a cloud over whether the Attorney General made his own decision or was influenced by the president's tweet. I know the Attorney General. I'm confident he made his own recommendation, but I'm really glad that he spoke out about it. And several of us have commented that the president was just wrong to get involved.
Well, George has only been to Aroostook County like three times in his life, so he has no oar in the water or dog in the fight. And I'm from Presque Isle, so I'm a Wildcat, and I can't say this, but we'll wish the best of luck to your Caribou Vikings when they play. Senator Collins, we know you'll be cheering for them.
This is the one area where I do not pretend any neutrality.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.